Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on the Old Testament with Joseph. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. It can be very scary to go through great difficulties, trials, sicknesses, and suffering. And it can be hard to live in times of uncertainty. The bottom line is, it's tough to go through really hard things. And this is when we're tempted to panic and say, wait, this is not what I planned. When life becomes hard, what do? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. As we're traveling through the Old Testament, remember that God called Abraham, then Abraham had Jacob, but then Jacob had 12 sons by 4 different women. Not a good idea. And even though Joseph was the 10th son, he was the firstborn of Rachel, Jacob's true love. He was also Jacob's favorite, and everyone knew it. And this favoritism toward Joseph ignited a deep envy in his brothers, an envy that grew unchecked until it drove the 10 to plot his death. Joseph was kidnapped by his brothers, sold as a slave in Egypt, and then falsely accused of rape and thrown in prison. I bet that wasn't his plan for his life. But we're told, and there in jail he stayed. But God was with Joseph. Through these trials, Joseph grew in his knowledge that God was with him. And he grew to trust God. And he became a better person through it. In fact, every step of the way, as it seemed to get worse and worse for Joseph, we have this same refrain. But God was with Joseph. Then Pharaoh's cupbearer and baker were tossed in prison with Joseph. And the cupbearer and the baker both had dreams, which Joseph could interpret. The cupbearer would be released, and the baker, well, he would lose his head. And to the cupbearer, Joseph said, "Remember me when all is well with you." However, 2 more years pass, and the cupbearer forgets about Joseph. And now it's been more than 13 years since he was sold into slavery. And then Pharaoh has a dream. 7 fat and 7 skinny cows. And Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dreams correctly. And Pharaoh releases him from prison and elevates him to second in command in Egypt, the superpower of the world. And once the 7 years of plenty come to an end, famine strikes the whole Middle East. But thanks to Joseph, Egypt has food to spare. Then Joseph's brothers come from Israel to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph. And though they don't recognize him, Joseph does. And he reveals himself to them, and they fear Joseph will take revenge. But Joseph answered them in a stunning way. He said to them, "It was not you who sent me here, but God. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be saved." Joseph realized maybe the most important truth of all, that God, by his providence, was taking care of everything. That God allowed all these hard things in his life to bring about a greater good, to make Joseph into a magnificent human being, and to save both Egypt and Israel from starvation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Have there been times when you've been stressed or anxious because things are hard and you can't wait for them to get easier? And you say to yourself, I just got to get through this and then it will be easier. Most people think it's going to get easier. Life will get easier. But I'm telling you, don't wait for things to get easier, because it won't. It will never get easier. Instead, become someone who handles hard stuff better. That's the shift we all have to make in our thinking. If we wait until life gets easier, we'll wait forever, because life doesn't get easier. And we're tempted to say, oh, why is my life so hard? Why is life so easy for other people? Because then we're tempted to give up. Like Joseph, as soon as God sees you handle hard better, he'll make it harder. Not because he's an evil genius who gets pleasure in watching you suffer. No, he's the perfect father who knows exactly what we need to grow and what we can handle. And he is bound and determined to keep throwing stuff at us that will make us amazing. Because you are his kid, and he's preparing you to be amazing, so that when you leave Earth, you'll be amazing forever. That is what God did for Joseph, and that's what God is doing for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. At whatever age you are, we tend to think the next stage will get easier. But talk to anyone who is older, and they will tell you it doesn't get easier. It gets harder. So become someone who handles hard better, not someone who's waiting for life to get easier. If you have a meaningful pursuit in life, it will never be easy. Whether you're trying to win a championship, raise a family, succeed in business, endure a chronic illness patiently, and most of all, if you're striving for holiness, success in all these goes to the people who handle hard better. People who wait around for easy, you'll probably see them at the bus stop waiting for the easy bus to come around. But the easy bus never comes. So don't become afraid or anxious or discouraged if this moment in your life is hard. Life is supposed to be hard because hard is what brings growth. So make yourself someone who handles hard better. And then whatever comes at you, you're going to be great. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of... thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. As a resolution, I want you to remember two things. First, like Joseph, God does not expect you to do this by your intelligence and willpower alone. God did not abandon Joseph to himself when his life got harder. There's a refrain from the story of Joseph in Genesis. Every time things got harder, immediately we're told the Lord was with Joseph. And you have something even better. God was with Joseph, but the Holy Spirit is in you. And the Spirit of God dwelling in you will do everything. He'll save you, inspire you, and carry you. So don't try to handle hard by yourself alone. Don't try to handle it by willpower. Handle it by Spirit power. And secondly, remember Romans 8:28. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him. You are on the great adventure of life, where God your Father is determined to make something great of you. But it will take hard things. So trust him and rely on the Spirit. For with God as your Father, no matter what happens, you are safe. So handle hard better. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you with this meditation, Teresa?
I should preface this by saying, I have no intention of drastically changing my career path. But recently I looked up what it took to become an FBI agent. I was just very, very curious. Maybe I thought I'd missed my calling. But it was interesting looking at the Federal Bureau's entire breakdown of what you should expect and what you should do if you're considering it and planning for it. And one thing they mention is that there's no physical test to get in to Quantico to train to be an agent. But halfway through the program, there is a very rigorous test. And if you're not prepared, if you're not already fit at the beginning, you won't be ready in time to pass that test. And I think it gave me a good mentality for this kind of meditation where we live our lives like we won't be tested. We're kind of directionless. And so whenever we are tested, it's like torture. It's agonizing. But it's not as if we don't know what we want to become, not a federal agent, you know, but a saint. So we know that we're going to be tested. You don't have to be tested to get in to this great Christian life, but you know that a test is coming. It's best to be physically fit now, because as rigorous as that test likely is, to the common person, it probably feels like torture. And to someone who's prepared, it's just natural. It's just what they're made for. It's what they have trained for. And it's not unreasonable, it's not crazy, but it's all how we prepare and whether or not we live our lives like we're really training for something great.
Such a great, great analogy. You know, and actually, the Rosary podcast would be a great cover for the FBI.
How so? I have no contact with really anyone at all. I mostly hang out with my dad. I know nothing about foreign affairs. Well, granted, that's federal. It's not CIA. So maybe I'm actually in a great spot, but maybe this is all my greatest cover.
It's a great cover.
You don't know what I do for the first half of my day.
That's true. I certainly don't. But I love this analogy, but I want to make sure no one makes the gravest mistake possible. And that is, the Christian life is not about more effort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Christian life is this, and hear me. It's about allowing the Holy Spirit to do everything for you. Search the Gospels. Search the letters of St. Paul. The Christian life is about the Holy Spirit coming into you and living through you. Our job is just to cooperate with the Spirit.
Yeah. So we're not really training our bodies, we're training our souls.
And we're training our souls specifically to be docile to the mm-hmm. power of the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's not about you becoming more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's about allowing the power of the Spirit to operate through us. So in that sense, our lives become effortless.
Yeah.
Effortless.
Yeah, that's what it means to be in shape spiritually. Yeah. Well said. Good caveat.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.